everyone. Happy Halloween. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start with a Halloween song. if you listen carefully, though, you're going to find out that this Halloween song, it's about three ghosts, but it's based on A Course in Miracles. It is by Resta Burnham, which some of you know, and the name of the song is Ghosts. It's on her... she has a Music of Christ CD collection. It's on her CD volume 10. So here's a song about three ghosts. See if you recognize these guys.
Shadowed me. From them I was never free. They haunted every waking hour, drained away all light and power, my hopelessness and pain and tears, fed sin and guilt and fear. Sin and guilt and fear. Sin was keeper of the past, at each mistake or flaw he laughed. My list of failings he'd recite, jeer at my attempts to hide. Like sins like yours can't be undone, and you nowhere to run. Ooh, 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 ooh. You've nowhere to run. The ghost of guilt defiled the day and clouded over joy and grace. Unworthiness was its grim song, an endless litany of wrongs. Your punishment is overdue. There's no escape for you. There's no escape for you. When sin and guilt had done their part, and fear came groaning in my heart to whisper of a vengeful God who longed to nail me to a cross. Dear wound of sickness, pain, and death, a curse on every breath. Spirit, I did pray, help me choose a different way, a joy that greets forgiving eyes, peace in letting go of lies. All ghosts still clank their guilty chains, I'm a prisoner of shame. Thank you.
we go, a Halloween song based on A Course in Miracles. Hey, Laurent, welcome. So we are here then for Holy Spirit Guides. And as you guys know, we're now going through the messages that came while Laurent and I were together. And tonight we're going to look at a message called Criticism is Resistance. This is another message that for some reason I never posted on ReginaDonAkers.com. Not sure why. But here's a link. This link that I'm just now giving you has two messages in it. It's the exact same link that I shared last week. Last week we went over the first message at this link. Today we're going to go over the second message, Criticism is Resistance. And yeah, Christian's going to try not to be critical as she listens. Good job, Christian. It's like she already knows what the class is going to be about tonight. She's showing off here. Okay, so tell you what, why don't we go ahead and do a prayer and then we'll start looking at this message, all right? Holy Spirit, I am simply grateful to be here. The truth is, I was going to say grateful, but I felt a prompt to say simple, simply grateful, simple. And now the clarity is coming as to why the word simple or simply was thrown in. There is a message that it is simple to be happy. And now I feel as if we're all just being asked to take a moment to accept this message. I know that some of our minds may be tempted right now to be critical already. Critical of a simple little message from Spirit telling us it is simple to be happy. We may feel resistance against that word, simple. But what we are being asked to do right now is just to rest and give acceptance to this message. Whether it's our current experience or not is irrelevant. The message is true. Spirit says that if we continue to judge his messages based on our experience, then we are not listening to him. It would be best if we recognize that his messages are true regardless of our experience and just rest into those messages so that they may become our experience. Again, we are asked to accept that it is simple to be happy. It is. It is simple. Amen. All right. Good. Well, we got a lesson already. How about that? That doesn't usually happen during the prayer, but it did. There we go. Again, I'm sharing a message tonight called Criticism is Resistance. I'll tell you what happened before this message came is that Laurent and I watched a movie. Many of you have watched this movie before. It is called Peaceful Warrior. And I think that probably many of you have felt that Peaceful Warrior is a good movie. And by good movie in this case, I mean it has useful messages in it. Useful messages in it. Now, this one was, sorry, I know he's saying, wasn't it Family Man? But no, this was actually Peaceful Warrior. We did watch Family Man later. But we watched Peaceful Warrior for the first time. We did end up watching it later, several months later, and there was a different experience. But the first time that we watched Peaceful Warrior, what happened was that Laurent found himself criticizing the film. He criticized, what's the actor's name? The Nolte guy? What's his name? Nolte? Nick Nolte, is that it? the guy who played Socrates. I'm not good with stars. Yep, Nick Nolte. He criticized Nick Nolte that I remember. I remember the music was criticized. I remember some of the special effects were criticized. And I'm going to tell you something that I know now that I did not know then. Because sometimes when we look back, we have more clarity than we did at the time. So when I look back, I now realize that as Laurent sat criticizing the movie, I sat criticizing Laurent for criticizing the movie. Now the funny thing is, I didn't even see that then. That's the funny thing. The movie was Peaceful Warrior. I'm grateful that I see that now. But I think there's an important lesson right there. It shows how strong, you know, the word denial doesn't exactly feel right, but it's the only word that's coming to my mind. I guess it is denial. How strong denial can be. You know, I was aware that Laurent was criticizing the movie. And of course, as you guys may remember, this is still during that phase, that early phase, when Laurent and I were together, and we were experiencing at that time, well, you know, what would best be called hatred, I guess, off and on maybe, but we were experiencing hatred. So what was happening within me is, as he was criticizing the movie, I was hating him and criticizing him because I thought the movie was worthwhile, and it bothered me that he could not hear the messages of the movie because he was criticizing the filmmaking. So there's to me it's really, really funny now that I look back on it, that it was very clear to me that Laurent was judging, right? Very clear to me that Laurent was judging. And it was completely unseen to me that I was judging. And I guess I pause because sometimes statements deserve a pause so that we can take them in, right? Because, of course, you know we all make the same mistakes. So I was completely aware that he was judging, and completely unaware that I was judging. The next morning, it looks like, as I look at this particular message, it looks like I felt like I was asking this question for Laurent. Laurent did not enjoy judging, by the way. His mind would judge, you know, it's just as he judged the movie that night. But whenever Laurent's mind judged, afterwards he was unhappy about it. This was not something that he enjoyed. And so he would then ask for help, right? He would ask for help. He was not happy with the judging mind. So it looks like the next morning we went to Holy Spirit and we asked a question. And the question came out, Holy Spirit, why was the mind busy criticizing details in last night's movie? And you can tell by the way that I asked the question that I am asking the question for Laurent. Again, I'm totally unaware of the judging and the criticizing that was in my mind, right? And at this point in my mind, Laurent was guilty and I was innocent, right? Face of innocence is what A Course in Miracles would call that. So I asked the question for Laurent, Holy Spirit, why was the mind busy criticizing details in last night's movie? And at first, the answer comes to address the question directly, because Laurent was asking out of sincerity. He, like I said, he was not happy with the judging mind. So the answer comes, you criticized the movie because it was filled with messages that were helpful to you, and you wanted to resist these messages. It was the desire not to know self It was the desire not to know thyself which fueled the criticism. It is always this desire that fuels criticism and resistance of every kind. The way to overcome resistance is willingness. The way to transcend criticism is the desire to learn, the desire to listen, and the desire to open up to self. So Spirit is giving us an answer, and now, of course, that I look at this answer, not thinking that it was just for Laurent, which is probably how I took it at the time, I notice that Spirit is telling us that whenever we are criticizing anything, it is fueled by the desire not to know thyself. Which would mean that my unseen criticism of Laurent that night was fueled by my desire not to know thyself. And in fact, if it was fueled by my desire not to know thyself, to be honest, it worked very, very well. Because while I am hating Laurent for criticizing the movie, I am completely caught up in separation. I am completely unaware of my truth, right? So it actually works quite well. I mean, it works very, very well. If I want to not know myself and I fall for the trick of criticism, you know, I can criticize another teacher's teaching. I can criticize somebody's cooking, a restaurant's cooking, a film, right? And every time I get into the critical mind, I am being very successful at not knowing myself. Spirit says the way to overcome this, because again, remember, Laurent was asking for help. He was not happy with the critical mind that he noticed. So Spirit says the way to overcome this is willingness. What that really means is that you are accidentally, maybe. I mean, I'm guessing that none of us are consciously saying, I don't want to know myself, so I'm going to criticize this film, right? It's not that conscious of a choice. So we're accidentally choosing the desire not to know ourselves by criticizing the film or criticizing our brother or whatever. And he's saying, instead of unconsciously choosing the desire not to know thyself, instead consciously choose the desire to know thyself. And if you consciously put your mind back on purpose, back on willingness, back on the desire to know thyself, and you hold it there, the criticism will fall away. Right? And in fact, like I said, Laurent and I did watch the same movie again several months later, and I think Laurent had a completely different experience. If I remember correctly, the second time he really enjoyed the film. So thank you, Laurent, for giving us the example of, you know, watching a film once through resistance, unconscious resistance, and, you know, really criticizing a film and not getting anything out of it. Watching the exact same film through willingness and seeing a lot of useful messages. So that's a perfect symbol for both of, for all of us, that if we are willing to stay in willingness, right? If we're willing to stay in willingness, we will get useful messages out of everything. Right? Holy Spirit speaks to us all through the day. Then Holy Spirit said the way to transcend criticism is the desire to learn, the desire to listen, and the desire to open up to self. And of course, we can use that with a film, right? The desire to learn, the desire to listen, and the desire to open up to self. We can also use that when listening to a brother. Recently, at our Course in Miracles group here, recently there was a conversation about how some people talk too long. It was not said who, but some people talk too long. And as this conversation was going on, you know, it just occurred to me that if I feel that someone is talking too long, I have shifted into criticism, right? And based on what we're reading here, maybe I would hear what that person is saying differently if I choose to shift back into willingness with a desire to learn, a desire to listen, and a desire to open up to self. So the real question is whether we're watching a movie, listening to a song, reading a book, listening to a brother, where is our mind? Are we in resistance or willingness? Holy Spirit continues with the second paragraph, and this, by the way, is something that Laurent and I did do. He says, a good way to watch a movie is with pen and paper. A good way to watch a movie is with pen and paper. Be eager to hear messages that are most helpful to you. Pray and ask to see these messages and recognize them, and then write them down as they come. This is a simple exercise that will switch the mind from the mode of criticism, the mode of resistance, to willingness and an eagerness to learn. In this way, every film becomes a reward, a gem from heaven. And Laurent and I did do that, at least for a time. We would, before sitting down to watch a movie, we'd get pen and paper and we'd say a prayer. And then as the movie would show, different messages. We'd get different messages from watching the film and we would jot them down. And it was helpful. And you know what else? It was fun. It was fun. To this day, I don't sit down with a pen and paper, but I do at the beginning of every film that I watch quickly say, Holy Spirit, I give this movie to you. And it seems like every single movie I watch, I get something out of, some meaningful message, some meaningful symbol, right? So both helpful and fun, yeah. Absolutely. So the third paragraph now, third paragraph of this message. This is only an exercise. It is an exercise in perspective. The perspective gained is that of seeing only that which is truly helpful. As this perspective is gained and seen as truly valuable, the perspective naturally translates to all things and to all situations. When this perspective is the only perspective you hold as you view the world becomes a map toward awakening. Everything within the world becomes guidance, and that which isn't guidance becomes unimportant and fades so that it isn't seen. Again, we were guided in the beginning to use pen and paper, right? To capture whatever useful messages we heard, whatever useful messages came into our mind as we watched a film. That was just an exercise. It wasn't anything that needed to continue indefinitely, but it was to help us transition from the critical mind to the mind that is literally looking for Holy Spirit's messages. Well, in this case, in the film. But as he says, this would transfer to everything. Now, I do know that in Pal Talk, there are lots of different teachers that come here and teach. You know, Dove is so magnificent to give us all this opportunity to come and teach, because as we teach, the Holy Spirit within us gets stronger. I also know that not everyone who comes to Pal Talk is crazy about everyone who speaks in Pal Talk, right? So just as Laurent was criticizing Peaceful Warrior, just as I was criticizing Laurent, some of us criticize some of us in Pal Talk. What if we took Holy Spirit's advice in Pal Talk? You know, what if, especially if I know that I'm one who criticizes, if I know, for example, that I don't like so-and-so, and every time so-and-so speaks, I can't stand it. It drives me crazy, right? That's my critical mind, right? That's my critical mind. So if I know I have a problem with so-and-so in Pal Talk, what if I recognize that's resistance? What if I recognize that is fueled by my desire not to know thyself, and I choose to overcome that resistance with willingness, and I choose to practice this exercise? What if I choose to listen in pal talk, especially to the teachers that I like the least, right, that I criticize the most? What if I choose to listen in pal talk with a pen and paper? What? Listen to this paragraph again. Let's change it from a movie to a teacher in pal talk, right? Let's listen to this, okay? Just imagine what would happen if you actually did this, okay? A good way to listen in pal talk is with pen and paper. Be eager to hear messages that are most helpful to you. Pray and ask to see these messages and recognize them, and then write them down as they come. This is a simple exercise that will switch the mind from the mode of criticism, the mode of resistance, to willingness and an eagerness to learn. In this way, every teacher in pal talk becomes a reward, a gem from heaven. Pretty cool, huh? And isn't that really what we want? Wouldn't we like every teacher in pal talk to be a reward, a gem from heaven? And what if the only reason they aren't is because of our critical mind? What if the only thing that's keeping every teacher in pal talk from being a gem from heaven is my critical mind? And what if I decide to put my critical mind aside with this exercise? Before every little teacher, I say a prayer, and then I listen only for what is helpful. And I write down what is helpful. Yeah, Dove is saying, especially the ones I can't stand. I totally agree. Especially the teachers I can't stand. You know what? There might be a shift in perspective. And that shift in perspective is only going to add to my personal happiness. Do you see that? Because just as Laurent was not happy with his criticism of the movie, whether we face it or not, we are not happy with our criticism either. Our criticism is weighing us down. And if we follow this exercise and we choose to switch from a critical mind to a willing mind, the reward is that we're going to be happier. Okay, I see a hand up by Dortha. I'm going to turn the mic over.
Yeah, Dortha does her hand up, but she's hopefully giving out trick-or-treat candy in the other room. But I just wanted to share that over the years, I used to hear people come into the room when you were sharing, you know, and I would hear them say, like, "But I only listen to Regina." And I used to think that was so funny. And at one point, I almost wanted to feel sorry for them. But they have that freedom of choice, you know. They have that free will. And I think it's really cute. Now it's much easier for me to laugh at it because I can see that their being love or being oneness have that freedom of choice to limit themselves as to which channels they listen to, you know. But I had a friend that used to listen to this and that, you know, and now she turned off her computer so she doesn't listen to anybody on the computer anymore. And that's the free will, absolute free will that we have. We don't have to listen to anybody. But when the Course in Miracles in Part 2 says, God gave us all of our, God gave us all of our brothers to be our saviors in sight, so that if we limit ourselves in any way, we're actually just limiting God's voice. I think it's really interesting. But, I mean, I used to love it when people came in and said, you know, I almost wanted to feel sorry for them for limiting themselves in that. But at that same time, they have that absolute right, absolute freedom of choice to do that anytime they choose. So I just think the mic, because something popped up here that I have to see if I can get rid of it right away. Winter's Internet Explorer came up with something. I'm trying to close it. I don't know if it's going to close or not. I'm not even sure if you can hear me. If this would close, then I would be able to get it. So I don't know why it's not closing. Maybe I can get it off the screen temporarily so I can grab the mic and let it go again. But I just thought it was funny that, you know, I've shared a number of times when you've been on, you know, and then I'll get instant message from people, and I'm sure Dove got the same thing. I know Dave Hodges got them. It's like, why doesn't this guy shut the heck up? You know, we want to hear, I'm only coming to hear Regina, you know. I always thought that was cute. Now when I heard Dave Hodges tell me that he used to get those instruments, I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? Wow. Very interesting. So thanks for letting me share. Here's the mic back.
Thanks, Steve. And I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but to me, I'm not talking about your clarity, but your microphone, your sound quality sounded better tonight. I don't know if there's something that's changed, but it sounded a little more clear tonight. So just thought I'd point that out in case something has changed. You can be aware that it has a nice sound. Okay, so let's go back to the message. And so the next paragraph then, which is going to be the 1, 2, 3, 4th little paragraph in this particular message. And I don't know if anybody new has entered the room, but here is the link again, just in case they have. Here we go. Holy Spirit says, take this message now and practice it, remembering your willingness. Indeed, remembering your eagerness to awaken yourself. So it's your laptop, so maybe that's what the difference is. I don't know. I like the sound, though, Steve, so just thought I'd share. But, take this message now and practice it, remembering your willingness. Indeed, remembering your eagerness to awaken yourself. I don't know if that does anything for you guys, but when I hear eagerness, you know, when I hear take this message now and practice it, remembering your willingness, indeed, remembering your eagerness to awaken yourself, it makes me want to run and grab my pen and paper and watch the movie or listen to the teacher and hear those messages. I mean, really, the eagerness kicks something in for me. The next paragraph, this message, this is important. Remember I told you that I had the feeling that this message was only for Laurent, right? Because in my unhealed mind of denial at the time, Laurent was the only guilty one, right? He was the one, Laurent was the one who criticized the movie. I didn't criticize the movie. I thought the movie was quite good. Laurent is the one that was criticizing Nick Nolte. Laurent is the one that was criticizing the music. It wasn't me, right? The face of innocence. But what I didn't notice is that in doing that, I was criticizing Laurent. That really, I was doing the exact same thing. It's kind of funny, isn't it? But I know that we all do that. So notice what Spirit says at the beginning of the next message. This message is for the two of you. You know, why do you think he's saying that? Because I'm listening to this message and thinking I'm writing it down because Laurent needs this, right? Laurent needs this. And Spirit is waking me up. Spirit is waking me up. He says, this message is for the two of you. That which you criticize the most. And then notice, if you're looking at the message, notice it's in italics, which means the Holy Spirit really emphasized this for me. Whatever it may be, that which you criticize the most, whatever it may be, is that which is most helpful to you. Oh, shit. Do you guys know what that means? Shit. Do you know what I was criticizing? Laurent. Ah, shit. Do you know what that means? He is what was most helpful to me, right? That's what Spirit's saying. Whatever you are criticizing, okay? If it's the film, it's because the film could have been very helpful to you right now and you were blocking it. If it's Laurent, it's because Laurent can be very helpful to you right now and you are blocking it. If it is Steve Uphoff, when he speaks during Regina's teaching, it's because Steve could be helpful to you now, and you are blocking it. Do you see? Listen. That which you criticize the most, whatever it may be, in italics, is that which is most helpful to you. Choose to lay aside your criticism and ask that you may see anew with eyes that are aligned with eagerness. There's Holy Spirit using that word again, because I told you that in the paragraph before, when he talked about the eagerness to awaken, I could feel that. It opened my heart. Now, he's using that word with me, right? He's using that word with me. Look at Laurent. Look at Laurent. This is what your mind criticizes the most right now. This is what is most helpful to you right now. Look at him with your eagerness to awaken. Choose to lay aside your criticism and ask that you may see anew with eyes that are aligned with eagerness, that is, the true willingness of your heart. Somebody wrote earlier, busted. Yeah, Barb did. Busted. Yeah, I was busted. Busted. But I'm glad I was busted. You understand? I'm happy I was busted. I'm grateful I was busted. Then I had a question, because then when I was busted, I began to notice that Laurent wasn't the only one that I criticized. There were others. Okay, so now that I'm no longer blaming him, he's the guilty one, he criticized the movie, right? Now that I'm off that game, and I'm seeing that I criticized him, I'm now seeing that I criticize others as well. And now, I am ready to ask for help. And so I said, Holy Spirit, I am looking at people I criticize and trying to see how they are most helpful to me. I am feeling strong resistance. Can you help? And some of you guys might know this. I mean, you might notice this in yourself. For example, I'm going to pick on you, Steve, just because you offered yourself. Let's pretend like you don't like it when Steve talks while I'm teaching. Let's pretend like you really don't like it when Steve talks while I'm teaching. In fact, you have a belief in your mind that Regina is a very helpful teacher, right? And when Steve comes on, he just takes away from what you came here to listen to. Well, Spirit says that whatever it may be that we're criticizing is that which is most helpful to us. If you really believe that, Regina is a helpful teacher and Steve is just taking time away, you may feel resistance. You may feel resistance to the idea that Steve is what's most helpful to you. So you might understand that resistance, or if the particular situation I gave doesn't apply, and I'm sure to many of you it doesn't apply, I'm sure you can at least imagine, right? Someone or something that you criticize, and you're wondering, how the hell could that be most helpful to me? You know, if your critical mind is really caught up in believing that it is not helpful, well then, imagining how it could be helpful can sometimes be a stretch. So I was asking that question. I was just being honest. I couldn't see how some of these people, I mean, I probably actually, in this case, didn't have a problem with Laurent. I knew that my mind criticized Laurent, but I also knew that Laurent was helpful. Sounds like our trick-or-treaters are arriving. I think we need to let Jamie out, I guess. But I'm sure that there were other people at the time that my mind was criticizing that I really didn't get it. How could that person be helpful to me, right? How could that person be helpful? So, but I wanted to learn from Spirit, so I was willing to ask the question. Now, Deb, I noticed that you have your hand up. I also noticed Gina's saying that she's lost audio, but that might be temporary. I think Pal Talk is doing some strange things. But, Deb, I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you not hear me? Okay, tell you what, I'll log out, come back.
Hi, can you hear me? Oops. You know, I've went out. I'm not sure if she's there. Okay.
What it was, I just had a quick question about the, when you were talking about the writing, can you kind of go a little bit more into that? I'm not quite sure what, like, you know, what to write. I mean, I want to do this, and I was supposed to have done this, you know, before. I mean, you and I talked about this, and I was supposed to have done it before, and I didn't. I didn't do it, and I want to do it. Can you, you know, if you can kind of like maybe point to, you know, what exactly, I mean, I've done a... a lot of journaling and things like that, but I'm not sure exactly how to go about this, but I'd like to do it. Thanks. Drop.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks for saying drop the mic. I think that's appropriate tonight since we are having trouble with Pal Talk. Can you guys hear me at least somewhat? Can you hear me? Okay, good. At least somewhat. Okay, sure. I'm going to give you an example with a movie, Deb. I watched a movie a couple weeks ago called Solitary Man. And at first, as I was watching this particular movie, I wasn't getting any messages. You know, I was just watching this movie. But then near the end, I got some clarity. The message that the way the message came into my mind was that the character in Solitary Man was doing what he thought he wanted, and it was only taking him further into hell. And if I had had a piece of paper, I would have written down that sometimes doing what we think we want only takes us further into hell. Therefore, it's important for us to learn the difference between what we think we want and what we really want. That would have been the only thing I would have written down for that film, but that would have been enough. That one line of clarity is enough. I submit, thank you, I just got a piece of candy. I submit that if you listen to any teacher in Pal Talk, it doesn't matter how lame you think they are, right? If you listen to any teacher in Pal Talk with the desire to learn, and they talk for an hour, if you are listening, you will hear at least one sentence in that hour that is worthwhile to you. Maybe it won't even be exactly what they say. Maybe it will be what Holy Spirit says in your mind as a result of what they're saying. For example, there wasn't a line in the movie Solitary Man that said, as you choose what you think you want, you go further into hell, right? That wasn't in the movie. That's what I got from the movie. So when someone speaks in Pal Talk, you just ask Spirit to give you a message. And then whatever message you get, you write that down. You don't have to take notes on everything they say. That's doing it from the ego mind, right? You may listen for a whole hour and only write down one thought. That's good. That one thought was worth the hour, I promise. So yeah, just like listening for messages from Holy Spirit. Okay, so as I mentioned, once Holy Spirit pointed out to me that I was criticizing Laurent in my mind, I took that further and saw that, well, Laurent's not the only person I criticize. Not just him. Maybe I can see how Laurent is helpful to me. That I could already see. Holy Spirit had given me a couple of messages that already started pointing me in that direction. But how are some of these other people helpful to me? I don't get it. So my question became, Holy Spirit, I am looking at people I criticize and trying to see how they are most helpful to me. I am feeling strong resistance. Notice how I'm not lying at all. I'm feeling strong resistance. In other words, I know I want to hate these people. But I ask for help. Can you help? And here's the answer. Spirit says, spend more time letting go of your resistance by getting in touch with what you truly want. Remember, I just said, I know I want to hate these people. Wait a minute, is that what I really want? Wow, let's go back to the message of solitary man that I just talked about. If I follow what I think I want, it's only going to take me deeper into hell. So I may think I want to hate these people, but is that what I really want? Spirit says, spend more time letting go of your resistance by getting in touch with what you truly want. I'll read the sentence again because I see that we're having trouble with sound. Let me let go of the mic and pick it up again and see if that helps. Okay, can you hear me now? Nope. Oops, I'm out of the room again. Can you hear me now? Okay, good. So maybe I just have to leave the room every now and then. All right. So spend more time letting go of your resistance by getting in touch with what you truly want. Switch your mind fully into the heart, into only that desire. And then the answer you seek shall be clear. Remember what you want above all else. Remember it fully and completely. So he's saying, if I will take the time to remember what I truly want, right? If I take the time to go to my heart and get in touch with my true desire and then look again, I will see differently. And indeed I did. Holy Spirit continues, let go of the temptation to think the answer. You know, the intellectual mind wants to get involved, and the intellectual mind wants to say, well, I notice my friend Boris is here, so I'm going to make up a story about Boris. Please do not believe the story you are about to hear. But let's imagine that Boris is one of the people that I think I want to hate. And every time Boris opens his mouth, my little critical mind kicks in again, right? Well, Spirit is saying, if that's my experience, what I can do is I can take time to drop into my heart and remember what I really want. Remember what I really want. And then listen to Boris. And I should hear him differently. However, the mistake we sometimes make is we don't do that. Instead, we start analyzing at an intellectual level. And if I analyze at an intellectual level, I might do something like this. Well, Boris is always talking about himself. Let's see, what I spot, I got. So that means that I must talk about myself too much. Okay, so I'm bad because I talk about myself, and that's why I hate Boris. That little analysis that I just did tricked me into finding myself guilty. Do you hear that? It sounds spiritual and all, but I just shifted the criticism from Boris to me. That's all I did. Right? All Boris does is talk about himself. Let's see, they say if I spot it, I got it. That must mean I talk about myself. I'm bad because I talk about myself. You see, if you try looking at these things with ego, ego just shifts the guilt. So that's not the advice Spirit is giving. Spirit is not saying to think about this, to analyze this. Spirit just saying stop, drop into your heart, get in touch with what you really want, and then listen again. Now listen to your brother. And suddenly I hear Boris saying something worthwhile, right? Has nothing to do with thinking. So let go of the temptation to think the answer. The answer will not come from your thinking, because thinking is the mechanism of separation. Thinking separates you from that which you think about. Right? He's not asking us to analyze the situation. He's asking us to drop to our heart and then listen again. By the way, I love you, Boris. Yeah, it's nice to see you in the room. Okay, so then I had another question. I obviously took time to practice this, because listen to the next question. I say, I have been able to see one person that I criticize differently. So I tried this with one person. I dropped into the heart, and then I looked at my thoughts about that person, and I saw them differently. Yay, success. I said, I have been able to see one person that I criticize differently, and I know the new perspective came from you, right? It wasn't my thinking mind. I did what you asked, and it worked. I said I said that next. It would not have come from my thinking, right? So I have been able to see one person that I criticized differently, and I know the new perspective came from you. It would not have come from my thinking. Thank you. And then I said, but as I went to look at the next person, I found my resistance is way too strong. Okay, like this person, I have such a problem with this person, I can't even drop to my heart. In fact, listen to what I say. I feel like I want to jump out of my skin. Okay, so that dropping to the heart worked with the first person, but the second person, whew, I can't even sit here. I want to jump out of my skin. All right? What do I do when my resistance is that strong? And I know some of you guys have experienced resistance this strong at some point. Right? The advice of going to the heart doesn't work because, right? I can't do that. Okay, so let's see what Spirit says about that. Here's the answer. Always choose to be gentle with yourself in love. There is no other way to awaken to the love that you are. I'm going to read that again. Always choose to be gentle with yourself in love. There is no other way to awaken to the love that you are. Be willing to take this slow. The person you are thinking of offers many answers. You will resist seeing her differently because there is more to see in her. Take the idea of her into your day, even your week or your month. But hold gently to the idea of seeing her differently without the intellect. When you have built up the willingness, the seeing will come. When one has much to teach you, what they offer may come to you over many realizations, through a lot of willingness, and through consistent desire to awaken above all else. So basically, while I was sitting here on the sofa, I was able to drop to my heart and immediately see one person differently. But then there was God, this other one, that just made me want to jump out of my skin. And Spirit's saying, okay, so that one may not happen right now. Just stay with your willingness to see that person differently for a week, right? For months. In other words, don't, every time, I don't want to judge myself for criticizing her, whoever she was. I don't even remember now. I don't want to judge myself for criticizing her. But when I notice that my mind is criticizing her, I want to remember my willingness to see her differently. And at some time, that willingness will add up and the shift will happen. The miracle will happen. So he's saying, don't judge yourself if you're not ready yet. Just keep giving willingness. It's a very simple answer. I'm going to read this last paragraph quickly, I think, Steve, and then I'll turn the mic over to you, okay? Here we go. So then he says, take a break now and do something that will make you feel more relaxed. So apparently I was really feeling a lot of resistance at this point. Ah! Right? I can't take it. Can't take it. Look what this person has done to me, thinking of them, right? He says, take a break now and do something that will make you feel more relaxed. Do not hide in a frantic activity of distraction. Breathe and choose an activity of restfulness. It is time to let resistance die and let willingness expand within the mind. You know, so maybe for me, it was time to go take a walk, right? Time to just go take a walk and kind of let this mellow out a little bit, this resistance that had built up. And that's the message. Now, Steve, as I promised, I'm turning the mic over to you. Here you go.
Yeah, thank you, Regina. With this... this laptop, it's hard for me to pick up and take the mic sometimes because I have to click on that thing. But it reminded me of another thing that I think I heard in one of the Single Quiet Thoughts, but I could be wrong, where Holy Spirit says, chastisement is never of me. And it also reminded me of this one thing in the Course in Miracles where Jesus says, like, well, if you can't forgive your brother for the things, the sins you think he did, if you could at least forgive me, and me in that sentence is Jesus, if you at least forgive me for the sins you think your brother did, you know, there's like no problem. If you can't at least forgive Jesus, and I remember sharing that one time, and the person that I was sharing with at the time, the person who was on the mic, said like, Jesus never said that, but I'm sure it says that in the Course of Miracles. And the other thing too that came up from when you were sharing was that in the Rules for Decision, it says something along the lines of, well, if resistance is too strong and willingness not there, it's better to just wait until the resistance isn't that strong. So again, that gives over to willingness. But I remember also, like in the Way of Mastery, which says the Essenes taught him that he had to forgive 70 times 7 times, which to me seems like 490, but I think he was just trying to make a point that just forgiving it once doesn't always do the job. Otherwise, like we could say that lesson, I'd loose the world from all I thought it was, and all of a sudden everything would change. But that hasn't been my experience, so thanks for letting me share. Here's a mic back.
There we go. Thank you, Steve. And that's it for tonight, gang. That's the message. That's the message. And, you know, how lucky are we that Laurent criticized that movie? Because do you realize if Laurent hadn't criticized that movie, we wouldn't have got this message? And, you know, I think it's helpful to all of us, right? So thank you, Laurent, for criticizing the movie. We love you, Laurent. All right. Good night, you guys. I'll see you on Wednesday morning. Thanks.